So,
welcome.
Welcome to Four Locos with Two Locos. No, this is not the second time that we started the intro because no, I did not forget the name of the podcast.
Sarah requested to do the intro herself, so
I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had a quick story to tell you guys about something that happened earlier this week. So like, I'm in the kitchen, I'm doing shit, probably cooking. And somebody, I'm not going to say who, somebody else who actually does the podcast with us, I'm not going to say who though, says, "Hey, when are we going to work on my podcast?" And I, being, I don't know what you want to call it, submissive, just sighed quietly to myself. I'm used to it. And just, whenever you want, other person. I'm not gonna name names though. I don't want to talk about it. It didn't bother me that much. But one of the people doing the podcast, I guess, sometimes thinks it is their podcast and not our podcast. So I'll just let you guys... That was the grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, I just want to let you guys know because I just want to stay honest with you guys and I want to communicate with you guys. I mean, you guys are our best friends. You guys are family to us. So I just want to let you know what's going on.
So the other honest thing that I think we need to come clean about, or at least one of us, not naming any names, needs to come clean about is that we're fighting right now. And one of us is really upset at the other one for... You know, gaslighting them or whatever.
One of us. Something that just feels funny is like when people say gaslighting when you just tell a true story of something that happened earlier in the week.
Something that happened, missing a lot of context, like the
but
apology.
But we're not gonna.
That came right after.
Name names. Well, the one apology. It seems like everyone else in this world with that person gets a 7-part apology, and it just feels like I got a 1-part apology, and that's how I know it wasn't genuine. Okay. Anyway, forget this.
And
welcome to the podcast. We're super excited to be here, and we're not fighting today. Let's move on to what's in my hand grenade.
One of our staple segments, that still need to figure out how to blur, because nobody knows how to do that here. And I'm not driving right after this podcast, so.
Yeah. And I don't have a physics exam.
Whatever we're consuming is legal and safe.
The color is pink.
Important. I almost did that too.
It smells good. Remember, you guys can vote for what you think we're, sipping on in our hand grenade on the Instagram page.
And we're gonna drink all of it.
Well, we always drink all of it.
Some of us do.
Well,
and we're not fighting!
This is a fun podcast.
So stop asking. I hate myself way more. Okay.
Alright, we'll give you guys a little bit of the classic ASMR.
We'll just take a little sip.
Cheers. Ooh, it tastes good.
This random beverage that we've chosen tastes delicious.
It does. Ooh, I forgot about this
flavor. It's been a while. So again, comment your guesses on the Instagram.
We love you guys. And we love this drink.
Yes, we love this drink and we love you guys. Now, a perfect segue into my E40 word of the day. It's marketable. And something that's very marketable is 7-Eleven Pickle Bites. Not sponsored. I'll probably have to blur and cut this whole, you know, little spiel. But they're really fire and that's my E40 word of the day.
And, yeah, if you haven't been here with us on podcast, because we know that we're starting to get a lot of listeners rolling in here. E40 word of the day is a word that E40 has ruined for Ruby. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I just wanted to give you guys a little spit. Just in case you're nervous or...
Yeah, don't be nervous.
Or feeling shy.
Just know that I hate E40 with everything in my body, and every word he says is ruined for me. So, thank God he doesn't have that big of a vocabulary, or pretty much my life would be ruined, but I'm not even being dramatic.
So. Alright, now moving on.
We have something special planned.
We have something special planned today. I don't know if you guys remember.
It's a throwback Thursday.
Yeah, it is a throwback Thursday.
It's Thursday!
Thank God. Sometimes I do throwback Thursdays on Sundays, and it sucks. I like that laugh.
I never laugh. I'm cutting that.
No, I like it. It's cool. It reminds me of Adventure Time.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know if anybody used to just throw back and do their magazine quizzes. I don't know what a better way to say that would be.
Yeah, I mean, let me paint a picture for you all. You go into the grocery store. If you're in Medford, Sherm's Thunderbird, maybe. Or maybe Albertsons or Fred Meyer's. You're going to the checkout line after a 2-hour-long grocery shopping trip with your mom. You look to the right and you see Tiger Beat, the magazine. Or maybe J14, the magazine.
17?
17, the magazine. All of the teen, Tiger, Teeny Beat magazines were there to your right. You grab the magazine off the shelf and beg your mom with everything in your soul to buy you the magazine, and she says no. So you go back, steal it, and do the quiz with your friends at the skate park.
That was a better way to say it. That, yeah.
So that did not bring back any memories for anyone. You're too young to be listening.
Log off now.
Anyway,
we're gonna do some magazine quizzes today.
A classic magazine flowchart quiz. Claire's gonna give me one, and I'll give her one. And, yeah.
We picked these out off the internet. The cool thing about the internet is you actually don't have to buy these magazines anymore. You can just look up old pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know when this one is from, but there's a huge picture of... Is it Victoria Justice?
From Victorious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she looks really cool. I wanted to be her hella bad. So just for reference, that's the era of this. She is big. It has a little quote on it that says, Vic always trusts her instincts. And the quiz I chose for Ruby today is, do you have a sixth sense?
Oh, okay.
See if you can predict the future.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna start at the start. Can you sense who sent you a text before you open the message? Not often or all the time?
Well, I think we have to take into account the fact that technology has changed so much, and on the iPod Touch, I do have like a name pop up usually, and so I'll know pretty instantaneously. However, I'm gonna have to say not often.
Okay. Then that leads us to, have you and your BFF ever showed up to school in the same outfit?
Me and my BFF have showed up to school before, and we do own the same outfit, but I'm gonna have to go no on that one.
Okay, yeah. It's actually a nope, but yeah, we'll go
sorry,
nope.
Nope.
Sorry, I should give you the options. It's on me. Chill out. Can you guess the time before you check your watch?
All the time.
Oh, that was the one. It says exactly all the time. Okay, perfect.
Every time I can.
Okay. Do you feel like you can understand animals better than most people can? This is a yes or no.
Yes.
Have you sensed a presence with you in an empty room? Say yes or no.
Oh, beep, yes.
Have you ever had a dream about something before it happened?
Yes. One time. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay.
Then the conclusion is yes. You have a strong connection to the cosmic forces surrounding you. Pay attention to your instincts when it comes to solving problems and making decisions. Your strong gut reactions won't steer you down the wrong path.
Gut reactions. I have constipation. That's a gut reaction in a way.
Trust it, dude. Trust that shit.
I feel like it? My gut is telling me it's gonna rain.
Well,
Okay.
We'll update you guys next week on that one. I guess we'll just have to play it by ear because that's right now turn. In Chico, California, it is 89 degrees and sunny this afternoon.
Yeah, so. That took a turn. So the first thing that I see when I open my phone is a picture of Claire that I took today, and I'll go ahead and put that right here.
Okay, so. We're in another fight. No, we're not.
We never fight, literally, ever.
We don't fight.
At least 4 times a day. So this quiz is called Who's Your Summer Love? And just some things that I'm looking at.
I'm feeling twinkled right now.
It says, hot, hot, hot summer quiz. So there are 3 choices here of men that you can land with from this quiz. So start. Your sun-kissed crush is just a few steps away. You crush on guys who are shy and sweet or outgoing and fun.
I think shy and sweet.
I think your track record shows kind of shy and sweet in a way.
Yeah.
They're outgoing and fun too, but like...
Yeah.
Definitely...
They're still fun, but I think...
Which a little more...
It's interesting for me because I think I would think that my type would be just loud and boisterous, but I think I need...
They're the opposite of you.
That would take all my attention away and that would not make me happy ever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I need the balance, I think. Not that I'm very loud, but...
Okay, my crush's style is trendy hipster or casual and cool?
Casual and cool.
Mmm! Okay, my dream date would be going to a concert or dinner and a movie?
Probably dinner and a movie.
Yeah? That is tea. I was not expecting that.
There haven't been too many concerts that I went to that I actually had fun at. And that goes for parties as well.
Except for when we see the Jonas Brothers, that will be fun.
Except we're going to see the Jonas Brothers. If anyone wants to,
Or if the Jonas Brothers are listening right now.
If the Jonas Brothers are listening right now.
Please send us
$900. Please send us $900 so we can get promo tickets.
Couldn't have said it better. In school, my crush would hang with the drama club or band crew.
Ooh. Probably drama club if those are the 2 options.
You're really gonna like what I have to say next. Zac Efron is your beach babe.
Yes!
This mega hottie will make sure you have the time of your life this summer.
God,
so Zach,
yes.
Call us. We'll see you in slow in a few weeks.
I'll see you in slow, Zach, at your mom's house.
We're gonna go to your mom. I heard someone make a joke today that was, your mom has a face only Helen Keller could love.
Controversial.
Might have to cut it. Probably won't.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Controversial but hilarious. Come on.
Sometimes things that are controversial are hilarious. Let's get that out there. So basically, something that I have to say is a question for Clara. Not expecting it. Half not expecting it. Okay. Would you rather... This is a new segment called Loaded Questions. I'm just gonna spring a loaded question on each other. I've actually been playing this one for too long. We just didn't have time in the other pods. So, would you rather be manipulated or be the manipulator? And why?
I would rather be the manipulator.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. It's because I'm actually a fantastic manipulator. And there's one thing that is a strange pet peeve I have, and it's when someone tries to manipulate me and they do a bad job because I'm such a good manipulator, and I try not to. It's something I actively try not to manipulate people because sometimes I do it as a default.
Yeah.
But I hate when someone tries to manipulate me and they do a shitty job because to me, that is kind of like an insult to my intelligence and my character because it takes an intelligent person
to manipulate.
I mean, if you get manipulated, you can also be an intelligent person. I'm not trying to say that, but I mean, a lot of times with, you know, soiree, I don't know what that word means. Like,
soiree is like a party kind of.
What do you mean to say, like, suave?
Maybe suave. I don't know. Men will do this a lot.
Yeah.
Especially men who maybe are in business or used to kind of giving someone, usually another man, a quick pitch and manipulating them quickly. Because men aren't that intelligent sometimes, but I didn't say that on the podcast. Who said that? Who
I mean, our that? Whole world is about manipulation. Manipulating with fear, manipulating with money, like...
Yeah, I mean, it comes from all angles.
You can go any way with that question.
It's normal, was very vague, and sometimes it's necessary, but yeah. I would rather be the manipulator, although... Yeah, it's a hard question.
It's a because tough question.
It's manipulate people. But also, some people deserve it.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. No doubt. Not naming any names.
I wonder who you're talking about.
I'm not naming any names.
Are you talking about me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, it's not you. But I'm not naming names right now.
Okay. Okay, well, I actually have a celebrity update to give.
Okay. Dude, solid answer on that question. I was a little nervous about that.
Thank you. It was loaded. That was a loaded question.
Yeah, loaded but not controversial.
A little bit controversial. Now everyone thinks I'm a psychopath.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, not super political, you know?
Yeah.
I tried to find a loaded question that was, like, but, like, not...
Yeah.
Not gonna, you know, we're not offending here. We're just...
Yeah, we're being casual.
We're being casual. We're casual.
Until we have enough listeners to the point where it doesn't matter if we lose any.
And then we're gonna roast everyone all the time.
And say how we really feel about things.
Maybe we're manipulating our listeners right now. Really? Okay, celebrity update. This is a juicy one.
This is a juicy celeb update. So our celebrity update right now is... I don't know why I said right now. Today, this podcast,
right now,
is the Hansen brothers. Now, when I heard this name a few days ago, actually, I heard this name because Ruby left me to go home last weekend.
That felt like...
Which she's actually doing again right after we get done filming this podcast, which is great. Anyway.
We're not fighting, so stop asking.
We're not fighting, stop asking. Someone call my mom. I'm not having fun anymore. I want to go home.
Except we're not fighting, so I am having fun.
Yeah, me too. Anyway. I'm sitting here crying. I'm alone. I'm cold. I'm wet.
All right.
And Ruby calls me, and she informs me that her and Mark, her father, have been having an argument, and... It's whether, you know, the Jonas Brothers ripped off the Hansen Brothers, and Mark thought that I would agree with him when, I mean, Ruby and I are diehard Joe Bros fans.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it, everyone hears it, everyone lives it, everybody loves it, that's right. Just us. And I was like, I don't know who the Hansen Brothers are, like, I gotta see some ish and get back to you.
Right.
So, this little PSA, if you don't know who the Hansen Brothers are, please take 2 minutes out of your life. Pause the podcast right now. Let's do a little outside the podcast thing going on.
Pause the pod.
Go watch the Mbop video. All right, we'll wait. Okay, now that you've seen the Mbop video, we're going to give you a little update on the Hansen Bros.
Yes.
So, the Hansen Bros, actually started in 1992. Isaac was 11, Taylor was 9, Zach was 6. Right now, Isaac is 40, Taylor is in his 30s, and Zach is in his 30s. And collectively, they have 15 children. Yep.
No. 3 of them?
That's the shit.
This is the shit.
And unlike the Jonas Brothers, they didn't broke up. They didn't... cut this out. Unlike the Jonas Brothers, they didn't break up.
Rewind.
reverse. And they've actually been playing together for the last 25 years. And in March 2017, so I guess maybe these facts were outdated because in 2017 it was the 25th anniversary, and now it's not 2017 anymore.
But
so
wait,
now
math, it's quick math. 4 years later.
29.
29.
The anniversary. They...
Sorry. It felt right.
Yeah, it was.
29th anniversary of the Handsome Bros.
That year, they actually put out their second Christmas album. And they went on the Wintry Mix Tour around North America.
Wintry? Like...
Wintry.
Like...
W-I-N-T-R-Y. Wintry.
Oh, not wintry. Wintry.
Wintry.
Huh.
Which I like.
Me too.
And unfortunately, Zach actually got injured in a motorcycle accident. But never fear, they continued the tour without him. Which did remind me... of a certain... Joe Bros scenario. I don't know if any of you guys have seen the Jonas Brothers documentary. It may
Chasing
sound
happiness.
It may sound like you're not gonna like it, like you're over it, like you don't need to go back and live this part of your life. Even if you didn't fan girl or boy over the Jonas Brothers, it's a really good documentary.
Yeah.
And it is raw.
Yeah, and there is a scene where two of the bros, not naming any names, continue to play without one bro. That is oddly familiar that they also did that.
Yeah. And one last thing, they actually also now have their own beer company. And it's the Hanson Brothers Beer Co.
Respect.
They donate to charity, and you get a free song with every beer. And on their website, you may find the slogan, beer plus music equals awesome, which to me is simply poetic.
That's pretty much all we do is drink beer and listen to music, so
I think maybe we should hang out with the Hanson
Brothers. They seem likable.
They do. And one thing that happened with Ruby and I is, you know, we've been on a little bit of a kick, and we watched some Jonas Brothers videos that were a little disappointing because they grew up and they were
their
kind of performing
videos.
Their recent videos, yeah. And I think they were performing for a crowd that didn't know who they were, and it was very anticlimactic, and they couldn't hit the notes, and it was disappointing. So we saw a current Hanson Brothers acoustic version of Mbop, their famous hit single. And so we listened to it, and jokes on us because it was fantastic.
Fantastic. We're probably going to have to link both of the Hanson videos here.
Yeah, find the link
somewhere
below when we learn how to put links in.
Learn how to put links below, find the link below. but it's pretty incredible, just their musicality and how they've grown. And the Jonas Brothers have grown too, I'm sure, as people and musically. But
yeah.
We were expecting like a really performance from the Hansons because they were one-hit wonders. They had one song that was really, really big, and we thought they were just doing a quick reunion, but it was fantastic, and
it was nice. It was smooth listening, and it now that I know they have Christmas albums, I'm sure they sound great on a Christmas
no
album.
No doubt. I mean, we'll have to go more in depth into the Jonas Brothers versus Hanson argument at some point, which I'm sure my dad would like to be a part of because he feels strongly. So I think we might do an episode dedicated to that because there are a lot of similarities and a lot of things to compare them on. And it's three brothers versus three brothers. So.
And we want to hear your guys' opinion.
We want
everyone to feel included in this because I think everyone cares about it and we don't want to leave anyone out. It's about you guys.
We need some resolution, but we need a lot of people to give some input. So.
Because it's controversial.
It's controversial. Like, three brothers ripped off three brothers. Or did they? Right? So, it's hard to say. Cheers to that, though.
Cheers to that, though.
So, everyone needs to watch the Hanson videos so you can participate in the argument. Discussion. You know, it'll be civil, mostly. Probably not. And with that, we're keeping this one short and sweet.
And a little bit salty.
A little bit salty, a little bit saucy, or swussy, if you live in New York.
And that's showbiz,
baby!